Rubio directs U.S. diplomats to avoid public comments amid sensitive Iran nuclear talks. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio instructed American ambassadors in the Middle East to refrain from any public statements, social media posts, or interviews that could inflame regional tensions or complicate efforts to pressure Iran into abandoning its nuclear ambitions. The directive, detailed in a memo obtained by The Guardian, emphasized the need for strict discipline in public messaging during a period of heightened sensitivity. The order was widely interpreted as a rebuke of U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who recently asserted on Tucker Carlson's podcast that Israel had a biblical right to much of the Middle East. His comments, invoking the covenant with Abraham from the book of Genesis, and suggesting it would be acceptable for Israel to take it all, drew sharp condemnation from Arab leaders. While Rubio's cable did not name Huckabee, its timing, 2 days after the remarks, left little doubt about its intended target. Inside the White House, officials expressed alarm that Huckabee's statements could harden Iran's stance ahead of urgent negotiations in Geneva led by Trump envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. Trump is reportedly frustrated with Huckabee for interfering with delicate diplomatic efforts, especially as the administration seeks to avert further military conflict after last year's bombing of Iranian nuclear sites. The Geneva talks were largely unsuccessful. U.S. negotiators pushed Iran to permanently dismantle its 3 primary enrichment facilities, Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, turn over its remaining uranium stockpile, and accept a deal with no expiration provisions, unlike the 2015 Obama-era accord that Trump abandoned during his first term. Iran rejected key U.S. demands, refusing to halt enrichment or ship materials abroad. Trump's decision on authorizing new airstrikes may hinge on whether his advisors conclude Iran is stalling. Rubio is expected to travel to Israel to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while the State Department has declined public comment. Huckabee's biblical arguments over regional land claims continue to stir controversy across the Arab world, underlining the administration's concern that undisciplined statements could sabotage high-stakes nuclear negotiations.